This week's parasha, we have the Tochacha, and we have a very striking pasuk. And I once heard an amazing vort about this pasuk that I think can be a tremendous life lesson. At the end of the Tochacha, the pasuk tells us, "Tachas asher lo avadat Hashem elokecha b'simcha uvituv leiva mirov kol." All the calamities, all the Tochacha comes because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. So that's number one. The pasuk pshat is that you have to serve Hashem simply, you have to be happy, be a happy person. But I heard once on one of Rabbi Waxman's pre-Shavuos drushas, he quoted Rav Koppelman Zatzal. Rav Koppelman was a Rosh Hashiva in Switzerland, and at the time he was still alive. He passed away, I'm pretty sure it was 105, 106, something like that. He passed away a few years ago. And he said an unbelievable vort on this pasuk that can really change his life. He says, "Tachas asher lo avadat Hashem elokecha," because you didn't serve Hashem. When didn't you serve Hashem? When you had times of happiness and abundance. So you're saying times of happiness and abundance, like vacation times, when there's nothing else going on, everything was rosy and there was nothing else to do, and you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when we're going to be judged. And that's really the reason why the Tochacha comes. Because in the end of the day, there's certain things we do because we have to do it. You know, we understand a Jew davens it. Of course, a Jew davens with dominion. When you're in yeshiva, you learn, right? And when you get older and you have less time, a person has to spend his day working. But the litmus test of your avas Hashem is what do you do during your free time? And that's what the pasuk. That's what we want to say. Al pi drush, al pi remez. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And this is emes la'amito, right? When a person goes ahead and he has his spare time, what does he do in his spare time? So Rabbi Waxman in his shmooze said, for example, Sunday, right? He said he knew somebody who was a computer programmer working for Microsoft. And the whole week, he worked very, very hard. And there wasn't much he could do learning, I guess, davening. But on Sunday morning, he would daven vasikin, and he would stay in his talis and tefillin learning till well into the afternoon. And he said, this is where Waxman's line, he said, when he comes into the Shemayim, they're not going to say, they're going to say, you know, Baruch HaMavam, the Admor for Microsoft. Meaning, who is he? He defines himself what he does during his free time. And that's certainly later on in life, but also over here, when a person is a person, the kind of person who learns, you know, just to get by, just till 6 o'clock, just till 10 o'clock, what does he do afterwards? I'm not saying you shouldn't exercise, I'm saying you shouldn't have outlets, but the real litmus test of your avas Hashem and what you really mean is what do you do in your free time? That's something you can work on over here in yeshiva, and you work on in the future. And I think it all stems from Avas Hashem. How much do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How sincere is your relationship? I was listening to the radio last week, and Rabbi Yigal Cohen was describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He's Oyev Amo Yisrael, Ava Rabba, tremendous love. Tremendous love for us. The question is, do we reciprocate? What kind of love do we have? And he gave a mashal. He said, how do you show if somebody has real love for somebody? So he said, somebody comes home, from a husband comes home from a trip, and let's start again. A husband wakes up in the morning, and his wife leaves him breakfast on the table. Very nice. Or a husband comes home from a trip at 7. I'm sorry, this was the mashal. He comes home at 7 o'clock for dinner. She whoops him for dinner. No problem. Okay, it shows some love. It shows some dedication. What would happen if the husband would come home in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, from a trip, from a business, whatever it was, a business trip, and the wife is already sleeping, and she hears him come in, and she gets up out of her bed, and she goes ahead, and she prepares him a cup of coffee, and she makes him a dinner in the middle of the night. What kind of expression of love is that compared to doing it during the normal hours? So he was saying, that's what we have to do. If we really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we want to show our love, we go the extra mile. We don't take shortcuts. We don't just get by. And where does this love come from? The Oruch HaTzadikim tells us the following. He says, what's the gather of Yitachon? What is the parameter of Yitachon? How do you come to put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Listen to the words. Zehu Amunah. The Amunah, the faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings you to trust in Hashem. Listen to this. Mitoch Shemamin Bebore. Shekol Haslachos HaBelum Hazeh. Anything you accomplish in this world, which means the fact your brain function, you can understand the Gemara, you can walk, you can talk, you can look, you can have friends, you have family. Any Haslach you have in this world, Ubelum Haba, and Rizh Hashem in the next world, HaKol Hu Mimenu, everything comes from Hashem. Vein Acher Zulosu, nothing, not from anybody else. So no Yisin Livo, Elvo Sol B'chol Levavo. The person internalizes that. The person understands, whoa, hold on a second. The fact that I'm in yeshiva, the fact that I'm in Eretz Yisrael, the fact that I'm anywhere, the fact that I can do anything in this world. And obviously it's quite humbling, because we think, right, we think we do it, we're the ones, we do it. It's not true. It's not us. Anything that we accomplish, the fact that we're sitting here, the fact that you can sit upright, is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when you develop that love, so then everything works out for them. You can go back and you can say, you know what? What have I done for Hashem? What does Hashem do for me? It's a joke, right? I think it's Mesillas Sharma who says, right? If there's no way we can even scratch the surface of what we're indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what? Okay, we gotta try our best, right? Law lecha hamlocha gemara v'yata hivatel imena. You can't nullify yourself from it, but you gotta work. You gotta have aspirations. So that I think that's a very important message for the time of Elul. We have another week and change. Not even we it's a little more a drop more than a week to Rosh Hashanah. It's the big day, and if we go ahead and we contemplate and think, what has Hashem done for us this past year? What does Hashem do for us on a regular basis? And take those feelings of Ava and wake up in the middle of the night and make him a coffee, a kaviyacho. You know, push yourself a little bit. Show Hashem, you know what, I'm not just here going with the flow. I'm pushing it. Again, don't make yourself too crazy, but push yourself a little extra. And it doesn't have to be in hours. It could also be brain power, right? If all of us know that sometimes we learn a Gemara, we have it 98% of the clear. Okay, spend another 5 minutes and get it 100% clear. Right? Chazer to a level that you know it Baal Peh. Walk around. I've said this before the last few months. I've been preaching this idea. When you're walking around, start saying, Arba Ovis Nikin, Shor, Bor, Mavin, Hever. Do you know what this is that can do for your neshama? You know that I can do much more than thinking about the chves, the sports, and other kinds of things? I'm not speaking out against sports right now. I'm just saying, but can you imagine what that can do for yourself? And getting back to the pasuk in this parasha. Can we imagine that the Tocha comes Tachas Shalom Adas Hashem El Kachav B'Simcha B'Tuv L'Vam B'Rav Kol, because we weren't Ibdo Hashem B'Simcha? What is there to be sad about? Again, there are challenges in life, there's no question about it. But Gam Kielech B'Gates HaMoves, even if we walk in the Valley of Death, Lo Ivra Ki Ata Imadi, I'm not afraid. Why am I not afraid? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with me. No matter what happens in life, it's all tailor-made for us. And that's also the message of L'Dover Hashem Orev Yishi Mimi Ira. Who am I afraid of? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is taking care of me at all times. And because of that, the least I can do for Him, the least I can do is when I have free time, when I'm available. How do I dedicate myself? Is my mahus to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is my mahus to be here and to do as well? Just one more thing. I was thinking about saving it for before Rosh Hashanah. I was listening to a tape from Rabbi Waxman from before Yom Kippur, I believe it was from last year. And he said over the following idea, and we're going to say, and it's Nogeh to Sichos, we're going to say, starting Sichos from now, we're going to say the following passage. We're going to say, Al Tashachinu Milfonecho, Ruach Koshka Atikapi Meni. Right? So it sounds like we're talking about polar opposites. Al Tashachinu Milfonecho, don't cast me away from in front of you. It's like, okay, Hashem, like, don't ditch me, like, don't throw me away as if I'm nothing. Ruach Koshka Atikapi Meni. But the Ruach HaKodesh, don't take it away from me. It sounds like there's no middle ground. It's either feast or famine. So says the Waxman, that's true. Because it has to do with your will. If you want to do it, if you want to have a Ruach HaKodesh, there's nothing, then that's your focus, then whatever you do, that's what your focus will be. I want Ruach HaKodesh. I want to reach the highest levels. And therefore, I have to learn well and daven well and deal with my friends properly. They don't know chavero. That's your goal. But if your goal is not to be on the level of Ruach Kodesh, then there's something missing. Then you're Al Tashachinu Milfonecha. Then you're not in front of Hashem. It is to a certain extent. It is black and white. It is feast or famine. What is your desire? What is your goal? Okay, we slip up and we can't do everything. That's true. But if your ultimate goal and your Ahus is, I want to be the best Eved Hashem that I could be, not the best Eved Hashem that he could be, not the best Eved Hashem that he could be, but the best Eved Hashem I could be, because I recognize and internalize everything Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu does for me. So then, then you reach levels of Ruach Kodesh. That's why there's only one way or the other. It's either Al Tashachinu Milfonecha or Ruach Kodesh Al Tikav Meni. Obviously, you know, this is expecting a lot of all of us, but you know, in contrast to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, it's really the least we can do. And then I think that has to be the focus, to say, listen, I want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu my love. that I also I mirror the love that He has for me, and I go ahead and I do the best that I can. That's what we have to tell ourselves. Are we doing the best that we can? Are we doing the best that we can in our learning? Are we doing the best that we can in our davening? Are we doing the best that we can in our b'nei l'chavero? And Amir Tashem, the Tocha, will we save from Tocha, and we'll be zoche to have an amazing Shnas Bracha for ourselves, our families, and all of Klai. So have a great Shabbos.